As many of you know, I live on the post office corner. Every day I see motorists drive right through the stop signs there. Beginning next week, I'll be giving Mike here a list of license plate numbers to read. Just kidding. Seriously, though, even the drivers involved would probably agree that ignoring stop signs is a dangerous practice. The signs are there for a reason, and they ought to be observed. And that's what Jesus said about the signs God has given us. In Luke 11, we read that Christ said, "As Jonah was assigned to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation." When Jonah came to the people of ancient Nineveh, the prophet's recent history made the man himself a sign that his message was from God. After all, hadn't the Lord brought the prophet back from certain death in the belly of that great fish which swallowed him? In the same way, Jesus says, his own history will serve as an unmistakable sign that what he says is God's own truth. Jesus said that he is the very Son of God, and that his life and death in our place means salvation from sin and death for all who trust in him. God brought Christ back from the grave itself when he rose from the dead on Easter morning.